Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, this is a light of mine. I'm gonna let it shine. Thank you, Justin. We're having a lot of technical difficulties. Hang on while we find out what is going on with our lovely Psychic Gone Wild night. Oh, we got a hyper one tonight. We've got Heather DeLucio here tonight. Grab your hands and let's get fun. Here we go, faded voice. And as Keith Richards says,
I wanna see you. I wanna meet you. I wanna show you, baby, that I need you. I want your body.
And don't forget what Jennifer Grimm says about Psychic Gone Wild.
Lying beside you, here in the dark, feeling your heartbeat with mine. Softly you whisper, you're so sincere, how could our love be so blind? We sailed on together, we drifted apart, and here you are by my side. Oh, now I come to you with open arms.
Here we go, everybody. Thank you. This is Psychic Jethro. We have been getting into the show, and it took me a while to get into this show. That's the fun thing about playing Blog Talk Radio with psychics. You just never know what's happening. All of you know that have looked at the psychic chat. Our surprise guest is back from Whispering Spirit, host, phenomenal reverend, crystal master, Reiki master, just all around cool master, fun person master, Heather DeLucio. How are you tonight?
Hello. How are you, my friend?
Great. I thank you. I had all the silly things I could do to get in. I was watching all the people are lined up here for me and you, and it wouldn't let me in. It says you have 15 minutes and no show. And I don't know what that means. So I have 15 minutes, everybody. If I start to perk or cook, you know where I was last seen on Psychics Gone Wild, 773-897-6461. It just was so funny. I'm going, what do you mean I have only 15 minutes and no show? That's what I'm trying to get into. So it took a little while.
Yeah.
I love you. I'm glad you're here. He was a good friend, a very positive ally. And one of the great things we've got happening is we've been kind of going back and forth with our shows. The last show me and Heather did together was Whispering Spirit on Wednesday nights live on Blog Talk. And Heather, I had so many emails on one of the great things that we had on there was, why do we always end up giving the same reading? And I said, what do you mean? And I just thought, and a psychic writes that to you, it means, huh? Because it's like, what do you mean? Well, what made me laugh was they wrote back and said that we really had complimented, and I got two letters, one from Florida, another one from a gentleman who was in Texas, and called in, and we were right on everything we said is what they were discussing. And I just said, I've got to tell Heather. I said, that is just, you know, I guess they thought we were psychic just messing with them. I mean, we're the real thing, guys. You know,
right.
You know,
we got this. We're the real deal.
Yeah. Tell us, Heather, what all you've got going on. I know you've got a lot.
Oh, just having fun, you know, always evolving and loving doing the Whispering Spirit Show, 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time on Wednesdays on Blog Talk Radio. And, of course, you can watch it live on True Psychics Network. And so we're having a lot of fun with that and just busy, busy. Today I got to take a little break and do a little shopping. So, you know, fun stuff going on.
I love that. That's just fun. And I thank you for coming on. We've got a lot of people waiting to get on Psychics Gone Wild. Our chat room has went a little cuckoo. I thank all of you regulars who've gotten in there. Jan and everybody. It's just, it was really hard to get in. It's been a crazy one. So hang on to your hats. It's me and Heather, and it always gets real wild as we go. So 415, you are live on Psychics Gone Wild. How are you?
Hi, I'm number one. How exciting. Good evening.
You held in there when everybody else was getting kicked around.
Well, it's like, where's the host? He's having his vodka tonight somewhere.
I can't even get it. I don't do vodka. I was going to start after tonight. It was like, oh, my gosh. And what was funny was I was saying, you know, I just kept saying, you've got 15 minutes. It started to scare me. I'm like, 15 minutes for what? Because I couldn't get in, and I'm like, This is really bizarre blog talk. You know, don't treat me this way. You know,
blog talk gone wild. There it is.
It is. Well, this is Psychic Jethro and Heather DeLucio, and we would like to find out who you are and what would you like us to help you with.
Yeah, my name is Sophia, and I'm calling from California. And my question is, I'm getting ready to talk with my longtime male friend from overseas who has told me he definitely wants to fly out here, but he's had some responsibilities and that he couldn't just get up and leave. And I just, we're getting ready to talk, and I just wonder where you see, you know, our talk or the whole thing going. Hmm. And I have another semester of school, so I'm kind of committed to school for the next semester.
Okay, and I... Heather, I'll be a gentleman. Would you like to go first?
Oh, sweet.
Aww. Isn't he the sweetest?
Yes. A real gentleman.
I think you need to not worry about getting him here just yet. Give it some more time. I feel like this semester is going to monopolize a lot of your time. And with your friend coming over here, it would be very distracting and in many ways, and that's not a bad thing. So I really think that, you know, it's okay. I think things happen for a reason, that he kind of got pulled in another direction for now. But I do feel him coming after the semester ends, and this is going to be very beneficial for both of you because you'll be able to take the quality time that you really need to spend together.
Okay. There's been a child he's been close to, a little boy, and he hasn't wanted to leave him. And I just wondered if he's kind of resolved that.
I do, but I feel that you need to resolve something going on in your life that has carried over from your past. And unfortunately, you and I don't have enough time to sit with this for very long. And, you know, you're welcome to call me outside of here and set up an appointment. But I have a past life stepping in for you, and there's a lot of knowledge from this past life coming into this current time for you. And I think you see the connection. And I really think that you need to, like, sit with your soul and, you know, figure out what the agreement is. And, of course, I'm available for you.
Okay. And so yeah, nothing happens, you know, everything happens for a reason or something. And so I do believe that. And, you know, whatever I'm going through, it is part of what I agreed to go through at this point.
I'm sure of it. I'm sure this is ancient karma coming, and it's not a bad thing. But
no. No, there was a time when I, you know, when I couldn't leave to go there because, I, you know, my son was too young. Now he's older, so.
Yeah.
So it's just kind of a little bit of a reverse now.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. But you and I can make some time together, and I know Jethro has something to say, so
okay,
we'll
honey.
Let him,
thank
we'll
you
let
so
him
much.
Jump in.
No, I agree very much, and I do think you need to sit down and do that. And Heather's right about what she's got there. There's a lot there in this combination of factors, and I did pick up when you said also with the child and other things that there's some other situations that are still coming in. You've got school, and I feel like there's some other people that are pulling at both of you, too, as this next couple months go, and karma's the word. I mean, we're right in the middle of it. All of you know that Pluto's going backwards. We're doing the fire and the energy and the transition and afterlife and a lot of the things that Pluto rules. And ironically, they're telling me that this is a relationship for you with Saturn and the karma in that past life, Sophia. It would be something that Heather could help you with really well and get in and see what else is there coming, because I see two other like curveballs coming from this relationship that's going to leave you going, wait a minute, you know, we just had it handled.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And you know
what,
Jethro and I are, you know, can schedule time together for you. If you would, you know, if you want him and I to bounce off, you know, what we're feeling and seeing and reading, and you know, we could talk about that after the show.
Okay, and so you're going to put your information out there because it looks like the chat room is closed, or is it open now?
It's being wild, Sophie. It's just like me on the phone. There's about 8 people in there, 9 people in there, and they're saying it took them a lot to get in. So,
yeah, I kept refreshing and refreshing, and nothing was coming up. So now I see it's back up. Okay, so I've just come to the computer, and I see that it's back up. Wonderful. And so you'll put that information in there.
Yes, I will, and I think.
Okay.
Jethro, I'm not in the chat room. Are you in the chat room?
Yeah, give me the numbers, Heather, and I'll put up your number on here for your phone number to contact you.
Okay. 860-212-0832. And you can find me at serenitygrovestudio.com. That's my website.
It's Heather. It said 860, and then it went crazy. Give me the other rest of the number. Whoa.
Oh, boy. Hold on. So 860-212-0832.
I think that we'll go ahead and we'll get into the website. We've got Kelly, or one of our wild ones, will come on here. Jan's another good one that's real good about repeating and helping us with it. My phone number is the 928-284-0437, and I really appreciate with the help in there. We're having some really kind of wild things going on to go today, and I know that there's been some problems. I hope you guys can hear us better. It's just the energy. We're really in a transition. Those of you who listened in Thursday, Dina Flanagan was on with me and my son Ryan, and it ended up, we had voices coming afterwards, and we don't even know where that radio show went. It's no longer in the archive. It's out there with the happy people, and I hope they liked it because they kept it. And it's just been one of those really crazy times. So, Sophia, we love you. Thank you. Please follow along. We'll keep you muted, and thank you for listening in to me and Heather tonight.
Thank you.
We've got a lot of fun, you guys, and obviously it's a little bit. Before I forget, I want to really quickly let everyone know who's going to my book signings. This has been a 4-state day. We just had it confirmed August 25th. Jethro, Psychic Jethro, will be in Hastings in Laramie, Wyoming from 1 to 5, signing books for all of you and having some fun. August 28th, Hastings in Dodge City, Kansas. 1 to 5, having some more fun. And if you're not done with that then, turn around and come September 1st, Maryville, Tennessee. Oh, I think I've now become a singer here. Maryville, look out, Maryville. It'll be Psychic Jethro 1 to 3 p.m., Hastings Store again in Maryville, Tennessee. Remember, all of you guys who do do buy the book or look or tell your friends, please go in the stores. I really am so excited to advocate with buying the book. Try to reserve the book. We do keep, you know, quite a few copies. But the greatest way, and especially if you guys want a special one or you want something, call ahead, set it up, and now you know there. And then don't forget September 22nd, I will be at the Inner Pose Bookstore in Brookville, Florida, the 22nd. There's also, I understand, going to be a psychic fair, but that hasn't been said and confirmed. So any of you guys that are in Florida, grab a hold of anybody in Florida and tell them. I've been talking to and putting quite a few out. Clearview, Clearwater, Tampa, where the book is out in quite a few of the places. Living in the Psychic Realm by Jethro and K.E. Smith. I did that backwards. It's K. and Jethro E. Smith, Living in the Psychic Realm. More importantly, is the fun of it is we're out signing the book, we're talking to people, and intend to have some more of the books following. So just, you know, if you get a chance, this Labor Day weekend, we're going to be rolling across the country. So if you've ever seen Kay drive, run. No, I'm kidding. You don't need to run. You just need to laugh and realize that we're going to be having a blast. Everybody's out there. Heather, tell them a little bit more about Whispering Spirit.
Oh, it's such a great honor to do it. It's my little radio show for an hour, 9 p.m. every Wednesday on Blog Talk Radio, presented by True Psychic Network, and what a wonderful network. I'm on Sinmu, and everybody that's on there is so eclectic and so wonderful, and you can find my information there. It's True Psychics Network, and you can Google it. But most importantly, my business, Serenity Grove Wellness Studio, out there promoting, you know, healing and being as positive as we can be and keeping our vibrations as high as possible, and just having fun, you know, having fun doing readings for people, right? That's what we do best.
We love it. We do, and it's just fun. And you know, Heather, you are not only a very gifted person, but also those of you who don't know what Heather is, Heather's got a pretty good story of her own that we need to have written someday about how Heather came back is what I would consider it. Basically, the guys decided to keep her around and hang with. Thank you for putting on there. We've got the information Linda's helped put on there for mine. And we've got down, am I correct, it's SerenityGroveWellnessStudios.com?
No, it's www.
Oh, okay.
SerenityGroveStudio.com. The name of the business is Serenity Grove Wellness Studio, but of course when I created the webpage, they were like, lady, that's a little too long. You know, we're going to cut it in half.
Well,
so they dropped the wellness out of there.
That's it. That's it. Well,
they're
like,
that's too much of a mouthful.
Yeah, so we Sophia thought we were on vodka, which is not a bad idea for those of us who want to start drinking tonight. We are having a great one. Kidding, guys. 702, you've waited for me and Heather, and here you go. How are you, 702? 702, you're doing the voice from the other side. Hi.
Is that me? Okay. Hey. Hi, Jeffrey. I'm a friend of Jan's. My name's Karen, and I'm in town. And she really said, I had to call you because I'm going through a lot of transition and change.
I am so glad you called, Karen. You're right in the mood. We're talking vodka, and it sounds like you've had some. You're fit. We have a great time. I'm kidding. This is Psyche Jethro. I'm a teaser. And you're with Heather DeLuzio.
Hi, Heather.
Hi, honey. How are you?
Well, you know, I am doing great. I have been on a long trip. I'm still in jet lag, but Jen really, you know, recommended you guys. And I'm going through, you know, I'm getting bombarded with so many ideas. And I just, you know, sometimes it's overwhelming. And so she suggested I call you.
Yes, you do, Heather. We love
awesome.
You guys. I can feel with you, Heather, that Karen. As we're going through this, I've got to really go quickly. The guys are telling me to make sure and let you know that the next 2 months, there's another financial coming that you had unexpectedly wanted. It's something that's been something you put back, and it'll be here in about, you said 2 months. You'll be seeing the financial. They're telling me you've got a little bit going on with someone that, from your past that you have to be careful of. Do not open that door.
Well, that's one thing I was wondering about. I was feeling a real good peace about letting that go. I felt like it was turning in a situation that wasn't positive, and I really want to move on and pursue some things that I think would be better done without this relationship. But, you know, there's that fear of letting go.
They're telling me you're going to have to probably get a hammer and nails for that door. Even though you're ready, the other person, something keeps pulling in here. I'm sorry. This is what they're telling me. You know, I'm not going to
be so pretty.
So pretty. I am pretty. Yeah, I haven't been anybody in a week.
You really be so pretty, and this person just adores you and just wants to be a part of your life, but he just doesn't make really good decisions, and it just makes your life so chaotic. And
I know. It's just so
let me
crazy
tell you.
How something seems so great, but then it's like, wait a minute, doesn't match up with
like,
my
what?
Progress. But I don't want to be selfish. You know what I mean? It's really hard to make a decision.
No, it's a smart decision. I have the terminology from Forrest Gump coming in mind. Run, Forrest, run!
Forrest, run!
So, that's really great wisdom, huh?
Well, you know, that is what I have felt, but you know how that can tug on your heart where you feel like there's so many different ideas and directions that you can go, but that was what was tugging at my heart, that it's time for me to concentrate on my future, you know.
Yes. And you're absolutely right, so you need to do it, you know, and you need to follow your heart. And when you follow your heart, you're going to make really great decisions about the path that is opening up for you.
Yes. And right after I made that decision, I saw a little tiny sticker. Someone did like a little graffiti sticker on a gate that said, when one door closes, another opens. I thought
that
was a sign.
That is the sign. It is that if you build it, they will come. So you need to go.
Yes. Yes. Okay. Well, that makes me feel good. Of course, I have 100 million other questions, but that was what was tugging at my heart.
Karen, you've got our phone number. You've got our number. Call us. We've got Linda Irwin on. She's phenomenal out in Idaho. Always hits. We've got Amy Kavanaugh on. We've got Casey Kelly. In our spare time, we're grabbing medium Celeste, swimming her around out there. We've got so many of them on, Tony, Naomi, any of those ones. Call our phone. Get on Psychics Gone Wild with us and join the family. I think Jan is our special one that we love so much out in Nevada, and you've become one of our family, too.
Well, thank you very much for spending some time with me. And, yes, I have a million other questions, but I know there's limited time on the air. So.
Okay, well, bless you. And Karen's being nice, so whoever next is, oh, my gosh, we got hands. Don't put that finger up. I know I'm kidding. You guys put that hand back down. Teasing all of you. We're just being sillier than everything. 478, thank you for calling in. You're next.
Hi, Jethro. This is Debbie.
Hey, Debbie, I knew you were in Georgia. Why don't you let him come read in Georgia?
I wish he would. Wish he would. I have a question about, I've got plantar fasciitis in my right foot, and I'm about ready to throw in the towel and let a doctor do surgery on it. My husband feels like he should wait. I'm just wondering, what do y'all see?
Unfortunately, I don't promote completely medicinal medicine, but unfortunately, I feel your pain. I feel like you just want to pull your leg off, and I'm so sorry you're going through this trauma. And I think I have to say that on this level, that I believe that a medicinal doctor is going to be your best benefit. And I know surgery is really scary, and I don't promote surgery whatsoever, but I don't feel holistically non-traditional medicine at this point can help relieve what's going on. And I want you to take really good care of that, because I don't want you to have, because remember, every action has a reaction. So I feel that the surgery would be beneficial.
Yeah, because I've gone through 8 weeks of physical therapy, 2 times a week, and some days are better than others, and I'm just tired of limping, and I've got things I want to do. It feels like my foot's holding me back, so I'm just wondering to know if it was a good idea just to go ahead and pursue that.
I feel surgery is and again, I don't promote medicinal surgery, but this is definitely something you need. And then you need to follow it up with non-traditional medicine and make sure that you're doing Reiki and make sure you're getting energy healing and massage and you know, really honoring what has happened to your body. And you're going to find by balancing both holistic and traditional medicine, you're going to be back in the game 6 months, up to six months later, you're going to be so thankful.
Okay. Because I'm wanting to go into a new job and my foot's holding me back.
I'm sorry, say that again. What did you say, sweetie? Oh, no, Blog Talk is messing up. I can't hear you.
Hello?
Hello? What is going on?
Yes, this is Psychic Jethro. Hello?
Hello?
Hello, 248?
Yes,
this is Psychic Jethro. I want to thank you. We have obviously had a little problem. This is Psychic's Gone Wild with me and Heather DeLucio, and we have someone in the room as 559. You've signed in as the host.
I did?
No, are you 248?
I'm 248, yep.
Great. I'm Psychic Jethro. I don't know what's going on, but we have someone else in the room who right now is trying to be the host. We have no idea who this is, so we're just going to go with it. This is Psychic's Gone Wild, and obviously we have. Hello, Heather, you're here, and we've got 248, and he's on the line. We lost our guest, Debbie, and we have got 248 on the line.
Hi, my name's Mike.
Great, Mike.
Hi,
I want to welcome you and thank you.
Thank you. I just got a quick question in regards to some type of financial return in regards to my business over the next several months. Hello?
Go ahead, Jethro.
I feel like here with you, Mike, you've got some other things going on real strong. The energy is really promoting and working with you really well on the fact that you are getting some things to come together. They're telling me that there was some kind of move. I feel like, Mike, you've had something else happen where you had a move.
No, I would like to.
Okay. That's where what I'm sensing here is with you is a move. So what I would also say is as we're going through this and we're working with it, you're also in one of those positions where everything is handled with it going there with a move. They're telling me that that's when things are going to happen. Mike, I'm having a lot of – I apologize, it's not you. We're having a lot of difficulties. We have really got a wild thing going on with our show, and it's like I think what has happened here is we had you – Debbie, you know – you know, and it's like, Debbie, please call back in. We've got them going too. And Michael, what I'm trying to get with you is we've got like six people at one time going, Michael, they're telling me that there's going to be a move with you coming up. And you said you'd like to. I feel like you're going to be able to get some things to happen that you wanted. And it's going to be, I'm feeling here it's going to be in about a month. Are you getting anything, Heather, here?
Oh, yes. What I feel is I have many guides and many, we'll leave it at guys. It's lots of spirit is here with me, and they're all swirling the color green around you, and they're really lifting you up. And green is such a healing color, which attracts money. So I feel your business uplifting, and you become sustainable even more so than you already are. And I also feel this move happening, but it's definitely a good move. I do feel it's going to happen within a couple months. And you're supported. It's like you're taking this leap, and the safety net is right there for you. And, you know, you're coming into more and more things to incorporate into your life. And so just keep having faith. And yeah, there's going to be some slow times, but you're going to get right through them. And just keep your awareness and understanding that, you know, you're a really great entrepreneur. And just enjoy the ride and have a great experience, and everything that happens for a reason, to take the good and the bad.
Absolutely. And with that move, do you see it to a bigger place, kind of in the vicinity that I am, or out of state?
I don't feel you're moving far.
Okay.
I don't know about you, Jethro. I feel that this is an inner state change, but it's definitely a welcome change. I feel like there's going to be lots of grass for you. Like, you know, you'll be able to go out and be in your yard. And do you have a dog? Cause I feel like
I do. We're in an apartment. I mean, she walks a ton. We're, you know, we've got a 40-mile nature trail right by us, by the apartment, but again, it's still not a yard where she can just go out and lay in the grass and enjoy the sun.
Yeah, I feel this big yard comes with this piece of property that you're moving to, and you're going to be able to sit out there and soak up the, you know, the night sky and the sunlight, and your dog is, and I just feel her smiling, and she's so happy, you know, just like, come on, I want to play, and she really loves the game Fetch, so that's awesome.
Awesome. Looking forward to that. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mike, for being so patient with us. This has been a really wild day. I don't know how we've got it, but we have another host on, so we're going to find out who's also hosting my show.
What?
Yes, we have 559. You're on as the host. How are you tonight? Okay. We have a host on. It's 559-515-8744. I wish you'd get off so the host could come back on. I'm on the other phone calling into Heather on my show. This is really odd. We are Psychics Gone Wild, but that's even a little wild for me right now. So we're gonna go right back into 248. Are you there?
This is Mike. I'm just hanging on listening.
Cool. Thank you, Mike. We have got about six other callers that are spinning, and 559 is really having a good time with us. I hope this is not something that's out of a bad movie. I don't want to see it. 512, how are you?
Hey, Jethro, it's Yvonne. How are you doing?
I'm Yvonne. I've got a 559 who won't get out of my mind, and I don't even know who they are. I'm just having one of those nights.
Sounds like you guys are having a crazy one. Hey, I got a call from Kelly today. Mm-hmm. Telling me that I want a 30-minute reading from you, Celeste,
yes.
and Kelly.
Yes, and we will schedule them with you. And I want to congratulations. You got to tell everybody before that this is our winner from the month of August, and she won the We Are Crazy Award. And what we put her in is that she got a half an hour Reiki session with Kelly. She got a 30-minute. Reading with Psychic Jethro Me, and she turned around and also won the one with Celeste, because what we did is we took all the draws, and whoever had the most and different times of the shows and got pulled the most draws got it, and you got it. So, Yvonne,
yay.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I will schedule with you here, and is there anything you want to ask me and Heather while we're doing the show now that we've ran that person off? I want to thank you. You texted friends. You came in and saved me and Heather, because whoever they were, they ran. It's like...
Yeah, I don't know what was going on. My phone was ringing, too, so it was your phone ringing me. And I was like, wow, something's going on here.
My phone ring you?
I just wanted to say hi and let you know, or thank you for letting me be the winner this month.
Thank the guides. When we picked the name out, yours came up, and I was so happy that... You know, we always laugh about with them. They're like, well, you guys are psychic, and it's like, it's always a surprise to us to also get it.
Yeah, I'll look forward to the reading. Get back with me as soon as you can. They moved my surgery up till this Tuesday instead of next week Tuesday or the 28th.
Good. And can you hear me, Yvonne and Heather?
I can
great.
Hear you.
Now, I'm back in the driver's seat. I have been in the passenger seat for a while, and I thank you, 559, for making me realize I have no power. That was really cool. But I'm back, and Yvonne, obviously the guides brought you in with the angels, because whoever was trying to take over the show left. And what I also feel with you and the energy that's happening with you, Yvonne, is, you know, I just thank the angels that you want. I also know that all of our prayers are with you, and I do have a real strong sense that you're going to be able to do all this and come through, but you've been working for a long time, and I think that's what the angels led you in for. I know that
We have a lot of you guys that are winning. We also have another contest. Before I forget, those of you who put in the receipts, keep putting your receipts in to psychicjethro@aol.com for that hour reading. The winner last month was Rita. The one that was this month is Maggie, and they've both been notified, and we're going to pull another winner next week. We're just going wild. But what we've also got happening, Yvonne, with you too, is the energy of what was there is that I feel that this other part of the relationship, I see some other tears. I think your angels are going to make you take care of you first. You always love other people, and you forgot to take care of Yvonne. And now, health-wise, that's what's happening.
Yeah. So they moved my surgery out, so that's a good thing. 1 week before, it'll be this Tuesday, coming Tuesday, instead of next, the 28th. So I'll hopefully be back to myself again soon.
I feel that, you know. I feel you will be, and we bless you. Heather, do you feel, how are you feeling with our lovely Yvonne?
Oh, I just wanted to jump in, but I wanted to wait till, because it's all messed up out here on Blog Talk. I have this beautiful, beautiful angel, and this angel has come to me in this beautiful, beautiful, like, hue of pinks and greens, and a lot of green this evening. And she has a song. Well, I wouldn't say she's a she. She's just a beautiful orb. And the message that she has passed on to me was that, you know, this operation is going to be very beneficial for you. And just know that the angels and healing guides are there in a place of love for you, and that they're just, you know, beaming and ascending upon you and sending you love and healing in many waves. You're going to feel so overwhelmed in the next couple weeks, and I want you to remember to just step back, take a deep breath, and let your body just kind of work it out, and know that, you know, so much information is going to be given to you, and it's going to be quite an undertaking and an emotional roller coaster for you. And just know that, you know, this is normal going into surgery. We all have all these, you know, things going through our mind, and just know the angels are there for you. They're sending you love. They're sending you healing, and your healing guides are right there for you, and you're going to come out, you know, just right on top. And just, you know, when you start counting backwards on that surgery table, remember your love, and, you know, many people love you.
Oh, yes, I know that now. I realize that. And I know everything's going to be okay.
Well, and I love you dearly. I read for you in Arizona, you know, as a person and a friend, and I thank you tonight because even being sick, you still came in as our badger and ran off the odd people. So there you weirdos that came on our show. Oh,
that's
did I say that over
the air? Third time you called me a badger.
But you're a fun badger.
Oh, yeah. All right, well, I want to listen to the rest of your show. Thank you again. And I hope the show goes well. Whoever that was that was trying to take over, they can't do that.
I love you, Yvonne. You're just like Heather. You guys are so much fun. Without you guys around, it's like all sad day. So I'm glad you're back. We'll let you listen.
Okay. Thanks, Heather.
Thank you.
We've got 239. You're on fine. We're with Psychics going 9. I can't do a rhyme tonight. I was a little uptight there. Who's got
hey,
my button?
Hey, this is your soul sister.
Oh, my God.
I have a different phone number. I got rid of the phone that people couldn't hear on. A month of that phone, the charger broke. I knew I wasn't going to renew that. But I'm back at 239.
So grounded.
I lived in Florida for 19 years, by the way. So this 239, it's my daughter's phone, and she just got me the family extension. So anyway, it's a go phone, but you can hear me good, right?
We can hear you good. I'm glad. Did you buy those lottery numbers that I gave you on Living in the Realm, or did you just ignore
me?
Yes,
I did, and they didn't come in 4 times, and Jay even played them in Florida for me because the week before I got 5 of the 6 Florida numbers, only I played them in California. It didn't do me any good. So I said, hey, if they think that I'm playing in Florida, because that was my energy, then play these numbers in Florida, and we won $4.
Well, oh, you're so grounded.
$4 you didn't have. I know. Well, Jay won the $4, and he bought 2 more tickets. He didn't win. So he's the one in Florida with y'all. I'm surprised I never met you while I was there. But I am on the outside of Santa Cruz. I'm in a lovely Lemurian Atlantean vortex outside Wilder Ranch, and this is an area where a lot of new information came in, and I'm studying with dolphins and guides, and I'm hearing them. They've given me my new readings. I don't have to even come in prepared. I mean, they've given me exactly, and it's going to be teaching people how to get that right body ready. And it's wonderful. It's wonderful. I want to do you. So we got to do a show sometime because I want to do Jethro first. It's amazing what comes into people who already have had all this spiritual work. It's just gorgeously beautiful. And then it's very helpful to even people who are just waking up and don't believe they have a light body, because for a long time I didn't know I had one either. So it's just, and the guys are coming through to me. I'm going straight. I'm stellar. I've gone through the Akashic, through the Master's Realm, and I am stellar, so I'm reading stellarly.
Well, we love you. We're glad you called, but I got to find out, because we had other people who did do the numbers, and they won like 4 or 5. And the big thing was they were teasing me that you probably were having such a party with me on the phone, you forgot what I said. I said, we were sober, and I will attest to that.
Well, maybe it wasn't fun to play them yet. I'll play them another week. It may not have been time. And now I'm in a vortex, so now it might matter. I did have some a little bit of rough times back where I was when I talked to you.
Mora
Bay. Police didn't stop me for no reason. He messed up my license plate because he looked at the old registration, and he put a glitch in that my license plate didn't exist. So the next policeman, because when you go through these certain areas, they think they're New World Order. You know, they're out after anybody that they see sitting in the parking lot eating a meal. So they got to run their plate. So the next one ran my plates in past Monterey, that first city, Marina. And he was, he wanted to can me. He wanted to pull my car away. And it's like, I bought this license plate. It was mailed to me at that address. And he's, he finally said, well, you know, computers can have problems. So me and the person I bought the car from, we did love and lied on him. And guess what happened? Tuesday, I was going to go ahead and get everything right. Have to tell you this. In California, I was going to go to the DMV and get everything right. DMV computer system broke down. And they couldn't find a glitch, so they couldn't take care of renewing people's license or anything.
We got people behind you. They're giving me you know what they're saying? I love you. We love you. Sure glad you called and got to talk. Call us again. And sounds like you're having fun. I'm very jealous, but I will survive. And I love you. This is Psychic Jethro, and we're going on, Diane. I've got 9-5. Bye-bye. Thank you for letting us know where you go next. The wind and the sun, and out there goes Diane, our wild one. And she obviously is on her path. 954, you want some more? This is Psychic's Gone Wild. This is Psychic Jethro and Heather DeLucio. 954? I think they got mad and hung up. I think 954. Okay. How about 215? Hello?
Oh, I think Lisa. Hello.
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were saying another number, and I'm used to 215, and you said 954 threw me off.
No, he wouldn't answer, so you got to go too.
Oh, okay. Because I thought you were saying. Besides the point, doesn't matter. I had a really bad day today, and I was told to get out of. Where I live at, I rent my house off family members, and we had a disagreement, and the first thing that he said, you know, get out by next month. Do you see me finding another place, or things would be a little bit better for me?
Well, what are you feeling, Heather?
Well,
Heather?
First of all, you need to turn back. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. So first of all, you need to take the bull by the horns. You need to turn around, and you need to take your leadership skills, and you need to go back in there, and you need to fix your things. And then once things are running a little more smoothly, only then is when you can come up with a solution on how to fix all of this. And at that point, yes, you're going to move, and you're going to move successfully into a new, kinder, gentler, environment. And something that you can afford and, with great ease. But it's not going to happen. It's just going to be a roadblock if you just go out there in anger trying to find this place. So you need to literally take all those, you know, beautiful words that you have. You're a creative force, and you need to rise, and you need to turn around, and you need to face it all, and, you know, just smooth everything out, and, you know, and then it'll be really great for you.
Okay. So basically, like, they just used me to come in here and pick up their property, and they told me to get out in so many words.
Yeah, you know that this just doesn't work like that, so you know that. So you need to go back in there and sit everybody down and give them a little mama talking.
Mama talking.
Okay, and when I do that, mama, I mean, because I do want to move, Heather, like around in February, but, I mean, like you said, somewhere I can afford, because, I mean, my job is done at the end of the month, and he's going to throw me, like, haywire. So I'm like, pooping my pants today when he said that. I'm like, you know, what am I, you know, because he knows my situation, and then you're going to throw some all over a stove that gave me a shock that you're responsible for, but it shocked me not once but twice, and you still didn't go buy a new stove. I mean, it was something stupid, but also it can
exactly
be dangerous.
Stupid. You need to go in there. And like I said, you need to sit them down, and you're going to say, you know what, no talking, it's my turn. You hear me out. And you have to do this, because if you don't resolve this, it's just going to get worse and worse and worse. And we don't want that. We want a positive to happen here. So in order for a positive to happen, you need to sit them down, and you need to give them a talking to, because they're just not thinking clearly. And somebody's got to think clearly, and it's going to be you, because you got goals, you got things to do and places to be, and no time to put up with this.
Okay. Well, thank you for that advice, Heather.
Right, Jethro?
Very much. I agree, and I feel the blessing with you. I think that you were meant to call in, and I thank you for the energy you're putting into the show here, and I feel like it's just been one of those days, but it was one of those days that you're going to come out of this so strong. They tell me a nice little hot bath, and then that tomorrow you're going to bounce back even stronger. That Pluto's in your chart. Check that out, because I see what's going to happen is you're going to be going in a little bit of this energy, and then it's going to just turn around here really quickly, going to go really good in your favor.
Okay.
I thank you, and we're going into our show with the minis. I apologize to all of you guys that we've had for the last hour here. It's me and Heather DeLucia, and we've had just the most intensest. Hang on to your phone. Try to get in and hang with us. We have about 8 callers that have not gotten in. We are going to take our few-minute break. Please just stay with us. This is Living in the Psychic Realm. This is Psychics Gone Wild with Jethro and Heather DeLucia. I'm going to play one of our favorite and my favorite, Power to the Overlords by Linda Irwin, our psychic, and her music. If you get a chance, get a hold of Linda. You can get the CD delivered to your own house, and it's very affordable and it's very beautiful. that beautiful? That's one of Linda's, Irwin's Power to the Overlords. It's one of my favorites. She has quite a few other ones out. When the Planets Align is another one that's beautiful. You've heard on Psyche's Gone Wild. Linda's been gracious enough to allow us to play her beautiful music here. And if you guys were in the chat room, you can go ahead and get a hold of it and get a hold of Linda and find out how to get one of these sent to your house. One of the great things here that Linda was going through is that you can get a hold of her and at cntnuumx@frontier.com. That's cntnuumx@frontier.com. And send in for a Facebook 2 CD sets, 34 songs for just $20 plus shipping. So you can get 34 of Linda's songs, and the great thing is you can get maybe Linda to sign it for you, and then you have one of those Psychics Gone Wild rare items. Those of you who've been staying tuned, we have a really great thing coming up. We know that Heather's going to be out there, and she was telling us in the chat room that Heather's going to be at a fair. Is that correct, Heather? You're going to be out at a paranormal fair?
I am. They are hosting in New Hampshire, so if you're in the New England area, in Nashua, the hotel is the Radisson Hotel, September 15th. It actually looks like a castle. You have to drive over a moat to get into it. It's amazing. They're going to be having a paranormal investigation in the hotel that evening, and throughout the day I will be there offering psychic readings, so I'm really excited about it.
Very cool. Now that's rocking.
Really cool.
Yes, we could just plan this. You guys who are doing the lottery, you need to pick up the lottery tickets, win them, share with all of us. We'll go up and play with Heather. Then you guys will come down, and we're planning on a fall trip here, and we're going to do a cruise. I know that they're working on it now and trying to get it together and do a Psychics Gone Wild cruise. I think we should go to Bermuda, but everybody wants probably to do we'll probably go end up down in the Bahamas. But a 3 or 5 day trip, and it'd be a lot of fun. They said, all you can eat. I'm down to a 30 waist. That won't stay that way on this cruise, but we're going to go on an all-day eating cruise. So you guys can go up to the castle, play with her September 15th with Heather, come down with us in the fall and do a cruise, and then just enjoy the life. We've got a class in November in Sedona, Arizona. Psychic Jethro and Medium Celeste will be doing a psychic class, and we'll be taking everyone up to the Vortex, the Carnival Vortex, and also the Cathedral Vortex. Plus, we always start our classes there at the Seven Sacred Pools. And anybody who's kept track and was going in at the beginning of the show, we're going to go ahead and let everybody know that we welcome all of you. We love you. This has been probably one of the wildest ones. I thank you, Heather, for whatever we had. We had a false ghost come in that was our guide, and we had one that came in was a host tonight, and it was just one of those nights. But I am a Scorpio, and Pluto is going transition, so I'm going to blame it on Pluto and say, get back to Disney's house, Pluto. No, I'm kidding. Get back to the planet you used to be. So what we're going to do is we're going to hit 707. You've been on for a while, but it wouldn't come in. Can you hear 707?
Yes, I can.
Great. Thank you for calling Psychic's Gone Wild. This is Psychic Jethro and Heather DeLucia.
Hello? Do you have a question? Yes, I do. On relationship, do you see one coming in?
Can I have your name?
Oh, sorry, Valerie.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Jethro, if you have anything, feel free to jump in.
Okay. Valerie, I feel like you've got something here happening with you, too. I feel like you are going through something there that's where you are that's holding you back. There's something about your creativity is going well, but there's something that's not been handled. The guys keep showing me like you're trying to get things going, and you're holding on to the reins of horses that keep trying to get away from you.
I just feel subconsciously that you are going through a much-needed process. Like, it's time to get rid of the old patterns. It is time to, raise your vibration, rebalance your body. It's time not only to rebalance your body physically, but mentally. It's time to incorporate some really
really healthy foods into your diet. Try to get rid of some of the soda and stuff, and definitely put some more water back into your body. You are dealing with a lot of life experiences, and they're just overwhelming you. And, you know, but a little inner work and a little peace and quiet time is going to be very beneficial for you. Allow your body to start, you know, healing, you know, seek out non-traditional methods like Reiki and energy healing and massage therapy and even some cranial sacral just to balance out your mind and unravel some of that muscle tension that's happening in your body. I really feel like you're clenching your teeth a lot and your jaw is really sore. And, you know, if you just start beginning with each part of your inner body and going bit by bit, I think there's going to be some relief for you. And you'll notice that process will bring a whole new way of thinking. And this is when somebody's going to be able to come into your life because you'll be able to write down exactly what you're looking for. And remember, every action has a reaction, so you'll be able to attract a very loving person into your life.
Okay, so are you seeing that coming in?
Yes, but not until you take care of yourself. You need to reach out into your community and look at eating some more organic foods. I feel like you need to eat more fruit, drink more water, get away from the soda, get away from some of the junky foods that taste so good, but they're empty carbs for you. And I feel by putting some nutrition into your body, it helps with your mental body. And then this person who comes into you also thinks the same. He tries to eat very healthy. And, you know, I feel a really healthy relationship happening for you, but not until you take care of yourself.
Hmm. And that's with the diet.
It's not a diet. It's more of letting go of old things that don't suit you anymore. It's about nourishing your body, nourishing your mind, reaching out to alternative healing instead of, you know, not doing anything about it. You need to relax. You need to nourish yourself. You need to go and see somebody for a massage. And this is where transformation happens, when you start letting go of old patterns and bringing in new patterns. So it's not a diet. It's a life change.
Okay.
Thank you, Valerie.
Thank you.
Very much. And thank you for calling in. We are on Psychics Gone Wild. And we are. And it's Psychic Jethro and Heather DeLucio. And we have quite a few of you numbers that are just really, really spinning, which always tells us that the guides are in control. We thank you, angels. We love you. Our Linda Irwin will be on tomorrow night, Sunday, at a later time. I think she comes on at 8 p.m. Eastern time. Call that 773-897-6461. And while I'm on the subject, I, like all of you guys should know, we feel very honored that through the radio shows, one of the psychics that was nominated this time for one of the psychics' walls was we put on a nomination, and Lou Vendetti put Linda Irwin up as one of the best psychics on Facebook. I thought that was a very good honor, and Psychics Gone Wild would like to extend our award to Heather DeLucio for the most wooliest, wildest psychic we've ever had on our show. If you would accept the award, Heather, we'd like to put you on our wall as our wild and wooliest psychic for the month.
You're so amazing. Thank you so much. Yes, I do remember that one night where we did get really wild and crazy, didn't we?
What night? Which one do you want to pick?
I know.
Today, Heather, you know, I love you women. I have Heather on the phone. My girlfriend Kay is driving down the traffic. We'll say she wasn't being real spiritual with what she was saying to the other traffic. I'm on the phone with Reverend Heather, and I'm going, Heather, I've got to let you go, and I'm worried about my pizza. I have a pizza in my lap, and I'm like, why is my Italian girlfriend scaring people with our little car? We will lose. And she's chasing him with the car. And today she goes, you didn't tell her. Did Heather pick it up? She thought you could read my mind through the phone. She's like, Heather picked up that we picked her for the wild, wooliest psychic. And I go, I don't think she got it. She wants to know. She's listening in the other room. Did you get it? Did you know that we picked you?
I think so. And I can just tell that you and your girlfriend are totally related to me, because if you tie my hands behind my back, I can't talk. I completely talk with my hands. So I knew we were having a family relation moment with her waving her hands driving and me laughing hysterically like, what are you doing?
And I was laughing because the GPS is going right, please take a U-turn. I'm like, they can't say this thing's going, take a U-turn. I'm like, what is going on? And I think that our GPS has gotten used to us slapping her in the head with our hands talking, and this GPS has gotten out brain defected. Our little machine's like, I don't feel so good, Mom. It's like, oh, no. Heather, I just love you. I thank you for coming on. We've got so many people waiting. We're going to get to you guys. It's Blog Talk is just being bloggy talk. Everybody last night, they said they had no callers, and we've got a ton of you, but it's whoever they'll let come through. 954, can you hear us? Okay. 954, that's the second time. I think you're enjoying listening in, and we love you doing it. 337, you've just hit heaven. 337.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello, this is Psychics Gone Wild, and you've been talking to Psychic Jethro, and Heather DeLucia is our guest. How are you doing tonight?
I'm good. How are you? Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Okay. All right, I thought my phone was still on mute. How are you guys doing?
Happy to have you on the show.
Okay, I call from time to time, and I just wanted to tell you that I love the show. And I have a question about a dream I had last night. Is it a question about my dream?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. I had a dream about, it's a lady that I know. She's an older lady, and she's a friend of mine's mother, and she's going through some health problems and whatnot. I haven't spoken to my friend in a while, so I don't know how she's doing, but she appeared in my dream, and she wasn't speaking to me. It was like she was almost speaking to me with her mind, but I didn't know what she was saying. And I woke up feeling, I don't know, I just woke up feeling different, like kind of like maybe sad or worried for her. And I don't know if she was trying to give me a message, maybe something is wrong with her, I don't know. Can you tap into that and see what that was about?
I don't feel that you should worry. I feel that she is connecting to you on a spiritual basis and trying to give you a message. Subconsciously, she's, you know, definitely thinking about you, and I feel like she wants you to reach out to her daughter and her. You are a huge, not role model, but you are a huge part of their life.
It's not a daughter. It was her son I was friends with. But he and I we just haven't been communicating. I mean, because we have busy lives. And
well, another thing that telepathy can mean during dream time is that you, that it indicates that you need to connect with people better. And you need to make sure that you're formulating your words. And I'm not saying that you're not able to talk to people, but sometimes you probably shy away from people, and you know they're telling you to put yourself out there because you need to be heard. Your words are beautiful, and you have many wonderful things to say.
Okay. Jethro, do you have any?
I feel like you've got things that are going with your energy, and I'm going to have you say your first name because I am feeling something else is going on with you a little bit there.
Okay, Tamla.
Okay, I'm feeling that there's something going on with you and your energy that I do feel that this dream is doing the other conscious, and I understand that there's something else happening for you that is trying to awaken. I'm getting some other, like, physical, a little bit of pain and some other energy going on. The guys are telling me that you, what's confusing to you is you have a guy you used to talk to in your dreams, and what's happening is you're missing out something. They're telling me you're getting, there's something that you need to have.
Okay.
And
you're
telling me
you're
that,
afraid of something.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like you're afraid of something happening in your life.
Change. Well, that's for everybody. I mean, everybody fears change sometimes. So, I don't know. I can't put my finger on it. I'm very sorry. It's definitely something I would love to work with when we're not so on the spot.
Right. So it's not a message from her. It's my spirit guide speaking to me?
In a matter of form, yes, and it is between the two. There seems to be something here going on, and I do think that it is. I do feel her there. I feel there's something going on with her presence on the other side, and I think that I agree with Heather. We need to sit down with you and do some other work too, because what I'm feeling and what I'm hearing from your guides is they're concerned, and your sister. They keep saying.
No, she's not my sister. She's a. Well, I'm guessing that's who she is, because in the dream I seen a darker-skinned lady. She's older, like in her 60s, and I have a friend of mine that's describing his mom.
They're talking to me about your sister, and they keep saying there's a sister there, and I feel that there's something going on as an energy that either this is a past life where this was a sister from before, or this is someone who's here protecting you from things that have gone on, like a sister. They're telling me that this is what, you know, any of us with the sisters know, that they're there to do an interwoven magic, and they're telling me that, I say magic, that's the wrong word, but an energy field, and they're there doing some really, this isn't just metaphysical and psychology put together. There's an energy higher creator here, where I would suggest for you to have a picture done like with an eBay reading or an email reading where people go in and they do a look of it. And what I see with you happening is I keep seeing there's some things coming up that's what Heather and me are picking up with the fear. I see some little tears and I see some things coming out. And I think that it's I feel it's like some of the subconscious and conscious together telling you something's going on here. And it's their way of, like the guise of telling you this is coming. It's one of those unique ones, and I know we have a lot of dream analogies on there. I can hear all of you guys already, but when you feel it and sense what we've got here, I would really suggest that, because it's like there's more than there's a lot more going on than just what's going on there to handle.
Is something coming?
Yeah, I'm feeling that. I can feel it's one of those things where, you know, not just a reading, but also checking. They keep telling me here that you've had some situation going on. There's something about the financial that's kind of got a little bit of a fear. It's like some other apprehension. Someone trying to, I feel like they're trying to get you pushed into a situation that you're not comfortable about with your check account, you know, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm feeling. See, and it is deep in here. We're really going in with this energy, and I can see some other stuff coming, and I think that all together with it, what I'm feeling with you and what I know about you is that from what the guides are telling me right now is you have handled a lot of things. You're not really scared of much things. You deal with it. You're not wanting it. You're not welcome it, but if they're looking for a fight, you'll pretty much stand up to it.
Okay.
And yet there's something there, and that's what I want to go into too, you know, and it's like there's something going on here. You know, it's like there's something going here with you other two that's going on with you too that's helping with your work. And this guide is doing like a part-time guide or work here with other psychics helping us with this. You really, Pamela, need to – I'm glad you followed us listening in. We've got to get you in one of our really good shows or one of our times where we can really look, because you've got some other things happening, and this is ability that's there. But like Heather's saying, the fear and all of it's kind of going in. And what I would suggest is you do really good prayer. I feel like a meditation time. I feel like that I would work with you a little bit in our spiritual, the reverend. I would work with you on balancing your chakra and being able to open that other energy, because your pineal gland, you are really, it's coming out in your God's neglected gift to your dream, because there is something there that's causing this fear. And it could be something that's simple. I mean, there's sometimes people will go, why am I not seeing colors? Why am I not hearing the angels? It's so simple. In fifth grade, you were in school and your mom told you, quit being friends with that secret friend. There is no secret friend. You know, mm-hmm. It's you. You're just lonely. And it's like the saddest thing is you turn around and that's their spirit guide. And the person's like, that's my spirit friend. And I've taken people back through past life, regression work. My girlfriend's a hypnotherapist and went back into work. And all of a sudden you see energy. And I feel like you've got this. I'm sorry. I'm really getting intense with you tonight. I really didn't. Can you
that's
tell?
Okay.
I'm like,
that's
on.
Okay.
I want to hug you because I feel like you're a very good person, and I feel like this energy is saying that it's going to do it, and what's going to happen is it's going to come together, and then the other guide of yours is also going to really strengthen up, and all that's going to do the unveiling, and you've been talking to angels at night for a long time.
I know, but what I'm confused about is because I heard you say something about sister and the energy, and something is coming. The something is coming because of my fear. Is it negative energy?
What do you feel, Heather? Here, you were.
Yeah, no, I don't feel that you should fear. You know, nothing fearful. I feel that there's a change coming, and because you don't understand the change that's going to be happening, you fear it, and that's what we do. When we don't understand something, we fear it. And so when something happens, when this, and they're not telling me what it is, but when this crossroad happens for you, don't fear it. Investigate it. Look it up. Make sure you honor it and take the best route, you know, towards it. You know what I mean? Look it up. Investigate. Just do your homework about it so you don't fear it. I don't feel it's anything bad. I feel like it's going to be a great shift. It allows family to come in and...
Yeah. Okay, good. Because I was listening, and it was like, I was like, wow. And I was trying to decipher everything that you were saying.
Yeah.
And I was like, I heard fear, I heard tears and change. And I was like, whoa, I need to go into heavy meditation because I don't want anything negative.
And when this change
way.
Happens, you're going to be, because you don't understand it. So, again, make sure you look it up. Make sure you do your homework. Make sure you ask questions so you don't fear it. But I do feel your body's going to shift and you're going to, and you are going to cry because that's a release for you. It's not a bad release. We all have to release sometimes. And, you know, some people work out. Some people jog. Some people walk. I personally cry. When I cry, it gets it all out of my body, and I can be clear again. You know, sometimes we just need a good cry. And so don't fight it. Just get the tissues, get some ice cream, and let it all out, you know?
Okay.
And I promise you, once you go through this metaphysical change, you're going to be so happy because it's going to bring a whole new enlightenment for you in your life and a whole new path to travel down, releasing all the stuff that you've gone through in the past.
Okay, because that was my biggest concern. Now, this metaphysical change that I'm going through, is it part of the 2012 change that's going on too? My body
is just it's just a part of life. We all change. We all shift, and you know, it's your time. It's your time to shift.
Okay. All right. Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you. We're glad you called in. And hang on there. We're going to be able to talk to you again. And blessings. Thank you for being our friend.
Thank you.
Going through the wildness of Psychics Gone Wild, it's Jethro and Heather here scaring you again. And we are, and we love to do that. 623, have you gotten to talk to you or me? How are you, 623?
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Well, hello. How are you?
Great.
We are great. How are you?
Well, kind of sad. Found out I lost my great grandbaby. This is the second one. But I know God has a plan. I had a vision of a beautiful tree, and I had the same with God and I with a red cardinal. And this tree, all these red birds were flying out. But I wasn't asleep.
Oh, sweetie, you know, this is not something that you should put on the radio. I mean, there's a lot going on. This is deep. Jethro, what do you have?
I feel the same, and I want to welcome you. I didn't get your first name. Are you comfortable just giving your first name?
Barbara.
Barbara, I love you dearly, and I want to tell you something right now, that you are sharing something very deep, as Heather said, and their guides are showing you this. They're showing you the energy here. They're showing you on the side some of the spiritual. And in my belief, in the energy of it, my heart is like a tree. And those birds and the energy coming in or going out is one of the meditations we use a lot for our chakras and for our higher being to hook with Christ-like energy. And what they're showing me and you in the energy is they're showing me the love there and they're showing you the energy. And I think it was a personal message they were showing you that your love and your guides on the other side took that those babies. And those babies are still over there and love you very much in that tree. And that the tree of life is waiting over there for you, Barbara. And that they're going to love you just as much over there. And then when things are right later, the things they're going to try and do this again. They're telling me that you're also a very good person. You, through most of your life, you've pretty much kind of done whatever the guides and the angels gave you the intuition to do.
I believe you.
And these babies, and God bless them, and they're going to do such great spiritual work on the other side for you. You know, you are so intuitive, and your vibration is so beautiful, and they will be there in spirit for you. Whenever you need to lean on just a little heart, and just know that you will join them someday, and you guys will all do great work from the other side for your families and friends. And just because they're not here on this earth plane doesn't mean you can't connect with them spiritually, because they love their grandma, and you love them.
Yes.
And you know what? They'll be in your dreams, and you guys will be able to play freely. You'll be able to run and jump on the swings and play on the slides and do all the things spiritually with them in your dreams that you can't do here. So, you know, just keep receiving your messages and know that they're going to be a great connection for you. And remember, you know, to journal everything, because at some point your daughter will need to hear these beautiful messages that the children bring to your dreams.
I told one of my daughters that today. I have a question. I have lived by myself for 27 years, and I'm 61, and I dated and lived with somebody maybe 8 months out of the 27 years. Will I find anybody? Will anybody find me?
Of course. But you also have to kind of put yourself out there to meet somebody. I feel that
I know,
you're,
and I don't.
Yeah. Right. So you can't really meet anybody if you don't go out and meet somebody. Does that make sense?
It does. I just work and go home and see my family and kids when I can, and quilt and sew and play music, poetry. But I want to share my life with somebody.
Well, the first step is stepping out. You're going to need to get out there and meet some friends, you know, and maybe start hanging around some of your girlfriend's family. I feel like you'll meet somebody that way. So there are ways for you to meet them besides using the internet. And but obviously going to work and going home and quilting doesn't bring a man into your life.
No, I'd be waiting for the door to somebody knock at the door. I'm okay. I like me. I love me. But
yeah.
I have a lot of love, and it's just bottled.
So, you know, maybe it's time to go to bingo. You know, go out to your local neighborhood, you know, VFW bingo or something that you can maybe not love but enjoy going out and just having a little fun and mingling with some people, because that's where you're going to meet somebody really wonderful to spend time with.
Okay.
I can't believe I just told you to go play bingo. I'm so sorry.
I can't believe you did either, but that's okay. It does make sense. My daughter called in, and she's the one that told me about you. Her name is Misty Rose. And I just, I believe in God very strong. And my energy was so nervous, but it's good energy now. I know when I saw that tree and the birds flying out, they were just so beautiful that it was God telling me that there was love all around them. Mm-hmm. And I thank you.
Thank you, Barbara. We love you. We got 90 seconds left, and you're welcome to stay in here and play with me and Heather. You've made a friend. If you ever feel like coming back to Psychics Gone Wild, our sandbox is here, and we'll let you have a shovel to smack those people that keep trying to sneak in here. No, I'm kidding. We got that coming.
Well, God bless you.
Bless you. And we're having a blast. Heather, we made it through it. Heather, you've invited me. So I will be on Whispering. I almost want to say it's Whispering Spirits.
It's the Whispering Spirit Show, live 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Wednesday night, Blog Talk Radio. The call-in number is 323-693-3312, and I am so excited.
Thank you. I am, too, and I thank you for being patient with me tonight on this show. And those of you who didn't get in, remember, there's always a reason, and I do believe, honestly, the guides do work in mysterious ways, obviously, because we still have quite a few that never could get through, and I apologize. I thank you for trying to get in, and Heather and me are going to end another show, and please try to get with us Wednesday night. We've had so many turnaround and so much great on Psychics Gone Wild. Love it. And those of you who are going to find out, the last Psychic Jethro is moving to the Psychic Radio. I will be also on there now. So hang on to your seats. We're just getting bigger and better every day. And Heather, I thank you once again. And, you know, you were nominated. Linda Irwin was nominated. We have been putting out a couple of these wild, woolly psychics every time. And we just love all of you. So please stay tuned and please follow, and we'll see you on Wednesday with Heather DeLucio.
Much love. Thank you.
Thank you. Much love to you, Heather.